Dear children of the Most High, greetings. Another Friday is here, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to our devotional podcast, B.O.B., Believers on Board. Let's read God's Word today from Philippians chapter 4, 21 to 23. We shall focus on verse 21, which says, "Greetings to each one of God's people who belongs to Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters here with me send you their greetings. Always keep in touch with people you know. Always keep in touch with people you know. Good Christians keep in touch with God daily. They do so by Bible reading, singing praises to the Lord, and praying. On his own side, God is ever present with all people, both those who believe in him and those who don't. We are expected to do the same with each other. In today's reading, Paul sends personal greetings and those of others with him to a specific group, that is, to God's people in Philippi who belonged to Christ Jesus. The greetings were directed to Christian brothers and sisters. The wish of the apostle for them was that they experience God's grace daily. Perhaps he wanted them to experience the grace of God in their health, their spiritual lives, their businesses, and all that each of them wanted in life. This means that Paul's greetings went beyond mere casual hello or hi. They came from a heart that expresses deep and genuine affection for people. Christians all over the world have a common bond in Jesus Christ. They love him, knowing that he first loved them. So, by the token of that love, believers are expected to love each other. One of the ways they express that love is to be in touch with each other. Because the apostle saw the need to always connect with his Christian family, he sent personal and corporate greetings from Rome to believers in Philippi. Unlike in the days of Paul, the telephone makes communication easier today for us. So distance is no obstacle to sending greetings to people you know across international boundaries. But why do some individuals fail to call or send greetings to family, friends, and relatives? They do so for many and various reasons. I cannot pretend to know all of them, but let me give you just a few. They do so because some of them have no love for others. They don't simply care. Some are just lazy. Others do so out of mere negligence. You hear people say things like this: "I don't call because they don't call me. I am not good in communication." Some complain of no time because of work. Are they more busy than the Apostle Paul, who found time to send greetings to his Christians? The answer to that question is blowing in the wind. Some of the excuses people advance are very weak and even naive. No one driven by deep love should complain of no time to write a few lines of greetings or spend a few minutes on the phone with your father, your mother, your siblings, your relatives, or friends. Now, let me turn to you directly. You who's listening to me now, do you keep in touch with those you love? Maybe your parents, siblings, relatives, classmates, colleagues, and others with whom you are connected in one way or the other? If your response is yes, thank God and congratulations. But if your answer is no, shame on you. Imitate the example of St. Paul. You don't have to be in touch with everyone, but you must communicate with all who are close to your heart. That's the way to show them your love, care, compassion, and concern. Take the initiative. Use the telephone to reach out even to those who don't call you. You can cause them to change through your frequent audio and video messages. Contact people you knew some years ago, as well as those you know now. Just throw away the selfish and self-centered attitude on closing your heart to others and just focusing only on yourself from January 1 to December 31 every year. Some pastors never send greetings to Christians of their former parishes, but they are very good at sending invitation cards asking for money and gifts during their inductions in new parishes. Pastors, really? Wow! God is in touch with us every second. Let's be in touch with each other as frequently as it is humanly possible. Please push away the cold spirit of individualism and pull in the loving spirit of communalism, togetherness, and unity. Whether you are at home or in the diaspora, be in touch with those you know and love. Go beyond your family members and contact others you have met on your life's journey. Do it, and God will bless you in many ways. Amen. I read of a rich person who isolated himself for many years from people, and he did that for various reasons. At last, he died. Do you know what killed him? Doctors concluded that it was loneliness. Don't be like that man. Reach out and touch people, talk to people, and let people to also talk to you. You are not an island. Be a woman or man of the people. You hear of people in the diaspora who don't call family and relatives back home. It's not all about money, people. A message or phone call is an expression of deep love. Pray today for your relatives and friends who don't communicate with you, that they may change. This is Achoa Umene speaking. Thanks for listening, And may the Holy Spirit prompt all of us to always communicate with God and with each other, particularly with those we love. Good day.